President Mindy Luber says Siri's goal to integrate sustainability into capital markets sounds like a mouthful, but it's really a simple idea.
25 years ago when we started, the concept of integrating sustainability into a Fortune 500 company sounded like lunacy. Now, hundreds and hundreds of companies, whether they're Siri's members or not, are looking at sustainability and how to integrate it into everything they do. So I think we have changed the conversation. I think our studies have shown that this is not just about idealistic terms, but about how to make money and do good at the same time. And we're seeing companies every day change, and change substantially.
So far, Siri has convinced more than 100 multinational corporations, including Pepsi-Cola, Nike, Disney, IKEA, and Apple, to change their environmental practices. With a staff of 80 and an $11 million budget, Siri tailors its recommendations to each company's individual needs, demonstrating to high-powered executives how combating climate change, cutting energy use, and managing water shortages and resource depletion will actually help their bottom line. That argument swayed Thomas Nieman, Global Sustainability Manager at the Ford Motor Company.
We are now looking at how we do our business, how we introduce our products, and how they are used out in the world. If a corporation in particular wants to grow, wants to improve their corporate citizenship performance, then they ought to be a member of Siri. It won't always be easy, it won't always be comfortable, but invariably it'll always be positive.
The clout that has allowed Siri to meet with CEOs and get into their boardrooms comes from the 117 investors and shareholder groups which have joined Siri's mission. One of them is the $300 billion California Public Employees Retirement System. Its chief executive, Ann Stausbol, appreciates that what Siri does helps the companies her shareholders invest in stay profitable.
Making sure that the companies are doing best practices, addressing the challenges and opportunities that climate and natural resource availability and those types of issues pose is critical to their long-term sustainability. Siri does amazing work to address those issues, but without taking a gloom and doom approach.
Another aspect of Siri's work is to make corporations aware of conditions along their supply chains, such as the treatment of workers in Southeast Asia.
We'd like to see clarity. We'd like to see data. We'd like to see in-person, on-the-ground audits of those facilities to make sure workers are treated right.
Mindy Luber says that while Siri is making progress, there is still a lot to accomplish.
We stand at the precipice, quite literally. It may sound audacious, it may sound lofty, but we are about to build a future that either will provide our children the kind of world we've had or not. And if we don't address climate change and water shortages, our kids will have a far less fortunate future, and I don't think it's one we want to deliver to them.
She says Siri will continue to spread the message expressed in its climate declaration, signed by some 1,200 business executives to be presented to Congress. The declaration says that addressing climate change is not only imperative, but is one of the greatest economic opportunities of the 21st century. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.